Alfred. We had to laugh whenever our friend Alfred would use the word unlucky as a substitute for bad choices. When we were 11, we were supposed to go to Sunday school classes for kids our age, but we decided it would be cool to sit in the new balcony on the Sunday when the remodeled sanctuary was open for business. Contrary to our expectations, we didn't have to sneak in. Standing on the steps out front, Reverend Curley saw us, greeted us, said he was glad to see us, and invited us to walk right in through the front door. After the sermon, Alfred decided he needed a real Bible, not the dopey, dumbed-down Sunday school version, so he plucked one of the new Bibles on display in the church vestibule and stuffed it into his jeans. Reverend Curley saw him do this, and when he confronted Alfred about it, Alfred confessed and peed his pants. Reverend Curley asked us to follow him to his office, gave both of us new Bibles, and provided Alfred with a towel. He made sure Alfred understood that the towel was a loaner. A few weeks later, Alfred and I were riding bikes to Little League baseball practice. Parked in front of Kelly's Liquor and Deli was an open-sided truck with a load of sodas. Alfred decided we could go back to the truck and grab one soda each from the wooden crates without getting caught. I told him it was a bad idea, but he went back to the truck anyway. It didn't go as planned. He grabbed a soda and pulled an entire crate from the top of a stack. Bottles crashed to the pavement, and the broken glass flattened both of his bike tires. Carrying his bike, clutching one soda that survived its encounter with asphalt, Alfred's unsuccessful getaway ended when the truck's driver caught up and hauled Alfred back to Kelly's. I continued on my way to baseball practice and found out later that the truck driver called Alfred's parents. I've heard Alfred tell this story from his point of view, and whenever he does, he ends the tale by lamenting how unlucky he was that day. A few years later, about a month after Alfred got his driver's license, he picked me up on the way to a Friday night beach party. I settled in on the passenger side of his mom's new car while Alfred told me he stole 3 beers from his dad and downed all 3 in the garage at his place. He said his dad wouldn't notice the missing beer. Less than 5 minutes later, he rolled through a stop sign and got pulled over by the notorious Officer Ballou. As soon as Alfred saw the flashing lights, he panicked. Hoping that it would mask the scent of the beer, he grabbed a bottle of Brut 33 cologne, also stolen from his dad. He downed about half the bottle, not knowing that the stuff was about 50% alcohol. Officer Ballou smirked at the breathalyzer's readout and told Alfred it was one of the highest BAC numbers he'd ever seen. When Alfred tells this story, he says it took about a week for the taste of the cologne to go away. At the moment, I'm debating about telling one or two or all 3 or none of these stories at Alfred's memorial service tomorrow.